This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The full House is set to vote next week on articles of impeachment after the House Judiciary Committee voted to send those charges against President Donald Trump to the full House. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called it a solemn and sad day. President Trump used different but familiar words.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said Democrats on the panel misquoted his request for a favor in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
They kept saying, me. It wasn't about me. It was about us. The word was us.
That favor involved an investigation of Democrats and the Bidens. Nadler says,
the House will act expeditiously.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court said Friday it will hear President Donald Trump's appeals to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private, a major confrontation between the president and Congress that could also affect the 2020 presidential campaign. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president sued to stop banks and accounting firms from complying with subpoenas for his records from three committees in the House and Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. Vance wants 8 years of tax returns as part of an ongoing criminal investigation of the president. Arguments will take place in March, with decisions expected in June as Donald Trump is campaigning for a second term. In three separate cases, the president has so far lost at every step, but the records have not been turned over, pending a final court ruling. A decision is up to a Supreme Court with two Trump appointees, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is